Inventory valuation. Inventory accounting is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the branch of accounting dealing with valuing inventory. Inventory may be recorded or valued using either a perpetual or a periodic system. A perpetual inventory record is updated frequently or in real time, while a periodic inventory record is counted or measured at fixed time intervals, for example, every 2 weeks or monthly. Both recording systems use the last in, first out, first in, first out, or average costs inventory valuation method. On the financial statements, the value of inventory needs to be estimated in some way, since the market value cannot be known for certain until a sale is made. When inventory is produced or purchased, these costs can be recorded, but because of inflation, these costs tend to rise over time. Prices might also fall. If prices are changing quickly or inventory is held for many years, the accounting method chosen can result in a high or low inventory value in comparison to the actual market value. The main requirement is to pick a method and stick with it, since any change requires justification and will make it harder to interpret the financial statements. For example, the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, IRS, requires organizations to commit to one method during their first year of filing tax returns, and changing the method in a subsequent year requires obtaining the IRS's permission to do so. The value of this inventory appears on an organization's balance sheet/statement of financial position under assets, and sold inventory appears on the income statement under cost of goods sold, COGS. These statements help assess the organization's performance. Inventory value is used in certain financial ratios, such as inventory turns, to assess the organization's ability to manage inventory investments. This information can support future decisions about purchasing inventory. Inventory reported on the balance sheet includes raw materials, work in process, and finished goods that have not been sold. It does not include MRO, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies, inventory. Reported inventory is assigned value in a transparent manner that conforms to accounting standards. In the United States, accountants follow generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as accounting practices that conform to conventions, rules, and procedures that are generally accepted by the accounting profession in the United States. C. International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS. GAAP allows four methods of accounting for the value of inventory. First in, first out, FIFO, last in, first out, LIFO, average cost, or weighted average cost, and specific identification. In most of the rest of the world, only FIFO, average cost, and specific identification are allowed under the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS. If your organization is a public firm that publishes financial statements, it will be using one of these methods even if you don't know it, since the methods are basically used only for updating the Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP, systems records, and preparing financial statements. Neither FIFO, LIFO, average cost, or specific identification has anything to do with how inventory is actually picked in the warehouse. That is, picking is dictated by its own requirements, such as perishable inventory being picked from the oldest items first, which is sometimes called first in, first out. But the same warehouse might use a different method for non-perishable inventory. Conversely, a company that sells bricks might always have to pick inventory from the top, newest place there, due to the difficulty of getting at older items. And this is sometimes called last in, first out. For such a company, this would not be much of a hardship because the product does not lose much value with age. First in, first out, FIFO. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines first in, first out, FIFO as 1. A method of inventory valuation for accounting purposes. The assumption is that the oldest inventory, first in, is the first to be used. First out. This may or may not be related to the actual physical movement of specific items. C. Average cost system. First come, first served, FCFS, rule. Last in, first out, LIFO. 2. An inventory management method in a warehouse or distribution center, DC, in which the oldest units remaining in inventory for a given part or product are the first items picked. This method is especially useful in managing the inventory of perishable products to limit product expiration. With the FIFO method, the first unit put into inventory is the first unit removed from the ERP system's inventory records when a sale occurs. The oldest items are sold first. When prices are rising, the recorded COGS will be less than the actual current COGS because of the higher cost of replacement inventory, thus understating these costs. When prices are falling, the opposite is true. The value of unsold inventory will be fairly current. Last in, first out, LIFO. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines last in, first out, LIFO, as a method of inventory valuation for accounting purposes that assumes that the most recently received, last in, items are the first to be used or sold, first out, for costing purposes. But this behavior does not necessarily match the physical movement of specific items. C. Average cost system, first in, first out, FIFO. With LIFO, the last unit put into inventory is the first removed from the ERP inventory records when there is a sale, and the newest items are sold first. Whether prices are rising or falling, the recorded COGS will be the actual current cost of goods sold, since the cost of the materials reflects the most recent purchases, which makes it appealing to organizations for fast rising costs so the recent costs and recent revenue can be comparable. The problem with this method comes with the valuation of unsold inventory, since it reflects the costs of the oldest unsold inventory. When prices are falling, existing inventory will be overvalued. When prices are rising, it will be undervalued. Given price increases from inflation over longer periods of time, this value can become grossly understated. The fact that LIFO lowers the value of inventory in periods of rising prices makes this method appealing for tax purposes. In periods of rising prices, one can match recent, higher costs against revenue. However, it does not provide an accurate picture of inventory investment, and for this reason, LIFO is not a generally accepted practice under the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, under U.S. GAAP. It is allowed only if it is consistently applied, used for both financial reporting and tax reporting, and disclosed, including disclosing the LIFO reserve, difference between LIFO and FIFO inventory values. LIFO is primarily used just in the U.S. since much of the rest of the world uses IFRS, Average Cost System, Weighted Average Cost. The Average Cost System, also called the Weighted Average Cost, is the average of all costs paid for or internally invested in inventory for COGS and balance sheet inventory valuation. It is basically an average of the oldest and newest costs, so the valuation falls somewhere between FIFO and LIFO. Because it is an average, it does not reflect actual prices paid whether prices are rising or falling. The result may vary greatly from actual cost if costs are not stable. This method is often used for bulk items like crude oil that cannot be specifically identified. Specific identification. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines specific identification as a method of keeping track of the units of the beginning inventory and the units purchased. That is, specific identification of the purchase cost of each item. This may be done through a coding method or serial number identification. Specific identification is generally used for very expensive items, especially those that are maintained at low inventory levels, for example, yachts.